Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coffee exports increased by 86.9% in 2015. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
The Ministry of Agriculture is reporting that Jamaica's earnings from coffee exports increased in 2015. The traditional crop increased by 86.9% last year to $25.2 million, up from $18.7 million in 2014.
This is indeed a star performance, especially as the industry was severely impacted by the droughts of 2014 over to 2015. And prior to that, natural disasters such as hurricanes and storms, and diseases and pests such as the coffee leaf rust and the coffee berry borer.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dermot Spence. He says the increase significantly contributed to the overall $28.5 million earned from traditional export crops.
Whereas cocoa declined by 44.8% and sugar by 11.6%, increased production was recorded for citrus, 4.4%, banana, 6.3%, and coffee, 10.4%.
Mr. Spence says the government is committed to providing the necessary support for the continued growth of the coffee industry.
The recent performance of the coffee subsector tells us that in spite of the odds and the challenges which often beset the agricultural sector, there is value and potential in this sector, and Jamaica, as a matter of urgency, must reap the possible rewards of commodities such as cocoa and coffee, which are world beaters. Our coffee is valued the world over for its unique flavor and high quality, and is one of our most valuable export commodities.
Chief Technical Director in the Agriculture Ministry, Dermot Spence. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Industry Association will be having its general meeting on September 20 at JAMPRO's Business Auditorium starting at 10:30 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Alligator say fish mouth think, believe him. Translation, if an alligator says that a fish's mouth is stink, believe him. And this means, take counsel from an experienced person. Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium, September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2, under the theme, Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.